Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden is set to speak with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu today by phone regarding the war in Gaza. NPR's Aya Petrawi reports that Biden is urging Netanyahu to hold off a planned large-scale assault into the Gaza city of Rafah unless there is a clear plan for protecting civilians.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he's insisting that he will send forces into Rafah to destroy Hamas battalions there to finish the war. But he's under pressure internationally to get more aid into Gaza. Domestically, there are also huge protests now in Israel demanding a ceasefire to release around 100 hostages still held there. But, you know, there's more than a million children in Gaza, and most of them now are crammed into Rafah.
NPR's Aya Petrawi reporting. The founder of World Central Kitchen is demanding an independent probe into the Israeli military attack on a food convoy in Gaza. Chef Jose Andres has expressed skepticism over Israeli claims that the attack was a mistake. The incident has prompted aid groups to pause humanitarian operations in Gaza. In New Orleans, a federal appeals court is weighing arguments over an immigration law in Texas. The statute allows police to arrest people suspected of being in the U.S. illegally and gives the state the right to deport them. As NPR's Adrian Florido reports, the law is evoking memories of a similar statute that Arizona passed in 2010.
Arizona's law was called SB 1070, and when it passed in 2010, many immigrants and Latinos feared it would lead to rampant racial profiling. Reina Montoya was a college student, did not have legal status, and lived terrified of being stopped by police because of the way she looked.
Whenever I would get to a stop sign, I started counting 5 Mississippis very slowly.
The law drew widespread criticism as racist. Much of the law was eventually thrown out by the Supreme Court or stripped of its teeth by a settlement that civil rights groups reached with the state. Montoya, who founded a nonprofit to help immigrants work through trauma, says the fight over Texas's SB 4 is reopening a lot of old wounds for those who lived through the era of SB 1070. Adrian Florido, NPR News.
The Nebraska legislature has blocked a bill that would change how the state awards its presidential electoral votes. Fred Knapp of Nebraska Public Media has the story.
Nebraska awards 2 electoral votes to the statewide winner in presidential elections, but awards the remaining 3 votes based on whoever wins each congressional district. In 2008 and 2020, that gave 1 vote to Democrats from the Omaha area district in this otherwise solidly Republican state. Republicans in the officially nonpartisan legislature have tried repeatedly to change back to a winner-take-all system. With only 7 business days remaining in the legislative session, even its chief sponsor doesn't think much of its chances this year. For NPR News, I'm Fred Knapp in Lincoln, Nebraska.
This is NPR News. Powerful aftershocks continue to rock Taiwan as rescuers try to reach dozens of trapped earthquake survivors. At least 9 people were killed and over 1,000 others were injured when a magnitude 7.4 quake struck off eastern Taiwan early Wednesday. The tremor caused landslides and damage to scores of buildings. It was centered near the mountainous Hualien County, which is home to roughly 300,000 people. Disney CEO Bob Iger has received a vote of confidence. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, Disney shareholders have rejected an outside effort to move the entertainment giant in a different direction.
Disney shareholders voted against giving activist investor Nelson Peltz and another investor, Blackwell's Group, the seats they wanted. Just before the vote, Peltz acknowledged that Disney stock has rebounded in recent months under Iger's leadership, but he said he believed that's in part due to the pressure he's put on Disney's management. Part of the dispute is about Disney's streaming business, which has been losing money, which Iger says will turn a profit by the end of the year. After the vote, Iger thanked shareholders for putting an end to what he called a distracting proxy fight, so he can now work on creating value for investors. Greg Allen, NPR News.
Members of the rock band Kiss have sold their catalog, brand name, and internet address to a Swedish-based pop house entertainment group for over $300 million. Kiss previously teamed with Pop House to create digital avatars of themselves. There were no winners in the latest Powerball drawing, pushing the jackpot to more than $1.2 billion for the next drawing on Saturday. 9 tickets matched 5 balls drawn for a prize of $1 million last night. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.